God's grace to you and his peace from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Do you know of anyone who seems to be speaking all the time? You know, those people who just keep on gabbing and gabbing, and you can't even get a word in edgewise? Please, no reference to the sermon. The sermon, by design, is to be one-way communication. But the truth of the matter is, if our mouth is constantly going, our ears just aren't listening as well. And even when the mouth isn't always going, our ears still may not be listening well if the mind is going. I don't know how many of you have ever had it where the mind just keeps racing with one thought after the next. So words being spoken would go in one ear and then out the other. Needless to say, in our lives, there are many distractions that cause us not to listen as attentively as we should. Now, what about our listening to God? Do we do a good job in listening to God? Are we always attentive? Or do we sometimes get distracted and then become distant or disconnected from God or even antagonistic against the message that God wishes to communicate with us? Our text, coming from our Old Testament reading from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, is the calling of Samuel. Now, please note that this was a young Samuel, and a Samuel who didn't yet know that, yes, God can and does call people. Samuel, you could say, was uneducated in the ways of the Lord. So when he was called by God, his first natural reaction is, there's no one else around, it must be Eli who needs me. And this is Eli the priest, not the cheesecake. Eli, after the third time, refocuses Samuel back to God. Notice Eli's words say, "Speak, Lord." The emphasis of the Lord knew that Samuel was talking about the Lord God. Hence, when Samuel does say, "Speak, your servant is listening," God now makes a connection with Samuel. What about for us, though? Is God calling us? Well, God may not be calling our physical name in the middle of the night like he was with Samuel, but God does call us. He calls us through his word. He calls us through his sacraments. God is calling us to be in connection with him. And as Christians, we would naturally say, yes, we are educated in sort of comparing ourselves with Samuel. We realize that God does call us. Except if we are educated and realize that God does call, are we always listening? I'd have to venture to say we also get distracted in many different ways. Some of the ways that we get distracted are with worry. How many times does worry consume our mind, where we can't seem to be thinking about anything else because we're worried about something? Or maybe it's our mind is just drifting in a different way. Or maybe we are talking too much and we don't have time to listen to God. Now, before you might be saying, wait a minute, Pastor, I thought we are supposed to talk to God. Aren't we supposed to talk to God in prayer? And the answer is yes, we are supposed to talk to God in prayer. We're supposed to bring to God every single concern of ours to him, whether big or small. Yes, we are supposed to talk to God in prayer. But when we're done talking and communicating this to God, can we listen to what the Almighty is trying to tell us? Can we listen to his word? Or are we distracted too much about what's on our mind instead of what God wants to say to us? Think of it this way. In our prayer relationship with God, who's God? If our prayers are only focused on, God, you need to do this for me. God, you need to do that for me. God, you need to take care of this. It almost sounds like we are dictating our personal agenda to God instead of saying the way our text ends, "Speak, your servant is listening." God does invite us to come to him with our prayers, but he also asks us to listen as he is God Almighty and you are not. Another way is that Christians do get distracted is by focusing the wrong direction. Let me give you a sort of a strange illustration for this. If the telephone rings, is your first reaction to go to the front door and see if there's someone at the front door? I know this sounds really absurd. Who would be doing something like that? But when God is calling us as Christians, where do we look for God? Let me share with you a little clip from one of my favorite movies that helps illustrate this point. It's from the movie Star Wars, The Phantom Menace. And the young Anakin Skywalker is asking about midichlorians. And it's explained to him that midichlorians are a life form that lives and resides in all life. And that life form is always speaking to us. And the message was given, if your mind is at peace and rested and relaxed, you can hear the midichlorians speaking to you. Well, there's some good and bad in this message. Let's unpack it. First of all, the good in relationship to this message here. Yes, we do need to hear, and we do hear better when our minds are at peace. When we're not worrying about things, or our minds aren't being drifted in some other way. When we are listening well. The bad, however, going back to my telephone rings and you answer the front door, is where the focus is. In Star Wars, the focus is internally, to inside yourself. Now, the Christian may say, but Pastor, isn't the Holy Spirit within inside of my heart? And the answer is yes, but there's also something else within inside of ourselves. You see, if I look inside and I listen to what's inside, what's the first thing I hear? Inside me, the first thing I usually hear is my stomach. And if I go deeper than the stomach, however, I also hear my sinful human nature. My sinful human nature doesn't speak the same way that the Spirit would. The Spirit would speak about love, about mercy, about forgiveness. My sinful nature speaks about greed, control, and lust. That's a different message than from the Spirit. So how do I know if I look within inside myself, what message I need to hear from God? The answer is, I don't know. I'm looking the wrong direction, i.e., the telephone rings and I answer the front door. So what direction should I be looking into? I need to be looking in the direction where God's Word is clear, in the direction where God's Word is objective. Basically, in God's Word, the Bible. The Bible is the voice of God that is clear, that is objective. And so when I'm listening, when my heart is at rest, my mind is at peace, my ears are finally opened, and I get into God's Word, God is able to make a connecting point with me. Communication takes place. Now, sometimes as Christians, we say, oh, but Pastor, that's just way too easy. Yes, I know I need to read my Bible. It's more than just reading your Bible. It's listening to what God's Word has to say. Consider this test, so to speak. What would happen if I asked you to spend 10 minutes a day reading the Bible in devotion, and then 10 minutes afterwards praying to God? And then 10 minutes after that, listening and asking God to open up your heart, your soul, your ears, your mind to be receptive to His Word. That's a half an hour a day. Does the busyness of our schedule, the clutterness of our minds, allow itself to be interrupted from our quote-unquote daily routine for a half an hour a day? Most of you may be saying, Pastor, that's way too much to ask. And that's my point. It isn't easy, is it? Let me even give you another test. Have you ever heard a boring sermon? Please, no reference to this one's either. Challenge yourself for a moment. The next time that thought goes through your mind, this is a boring sermon. The challenge is this. Is the sermon based upon God's Word? If it is, why would it be boring? Why would the message of love, forgiveness, and mercy be boring? It's because we're not listening. It's because our ears are closed. the spirit within us is sort of shut up. We'd rather listen to our human sinful nature that wants more excitement instead of God's clear word of love and forgiveness. You see, God actually helps us to listen. So the next time we come across a message, and it may seem a little boring, we have to ask the Holy Spirit to intervene. Lord, please send me the Holy Spirit to open up my heart, to open up my ears. We should also be praying for the pastor. Send the Holy Spirit upon him to preach that clear message of God's Word so that God can touch our lives with His Holy Word. It is challenging to listen to God, but God helps us. Not only is He the one who creates saving faith, as Seth experienced today, the waters of holy baptism in which the Holy Spirit works in creating that faith and giving spiritual gifts, God also helps us to maintain that faith and helps us to grow to that faith. And God knows that we have wax in our ears, the wax of our human sinful nature that keeps us from listening to God's divine commands, that keeps us from listening to His love, His grace, His mercy. And so we ask the Holy Spirit to open up our hearts, to open up our minds, to put our minds at peace and rest so that we can hear God's clear message of the forgiveness of sins. Can God forgive us when we have waxy ears and racing minds? The answer is yes. Notice what He did to Samuel. Even after 3 times of Samuel going the wrong direction and going to Eli, God still kept calling Samuel. He wasn't going to give up on Samuel just because he went the wrong direction. Finally, when Eli repointed Samuel to God, God again continued to call. Likewise, in the busyness of our lives, God doesn't abandon you and say, "Whoops, you missed your one golden opportunity." No, but He keeps calling us, keeps loving us, keeps forgiving us, keeps extending mercy upon us, all because Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. God now loves us and treats us as His children. For those who believe and trust in Jesus Christ, God gives them the gift of eternal life, and God wants all people to have this gift. Not just some, but all people, including people with waxy ears. So if we find our lives filled with a lot of worry, if our mind seems to be racing many different directions that we don't want it to go in, if we can't seem to refocus ourselves and say, "Lord, I want to hear Your word, help me," we need to ask the Lord for strength. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to open our ears, to open our hearts, to open our souls, to be receptive to His word. Notice at the end of our text what Samuel did. He did say, "Speak, your servant is listening." Notice he stopped speaking. Notice he described himself as a servant, not dictating to God, "God, this is what you need to do," but listening, saying, "Lord, your will be done." And he was ready to listen. We need to pick up on that example whenever our lives seem to be taking control of us, and ask the Lord to settle our lives, to settle our hearts, to settle our minds, so that we don't miss this beautiful message of God's love, His mercy, and His forgiveness. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.